We are the Glamp Queens.
We're just two classic gals who enjoy spending time in nature while keeping the comforts of home.
Whether you're a pro, a total newbie, or just tagging along for the ride,
grab a glass of wine and join us by the campfire
as we explore the world of all things camping.
Hey y'all, we are out here in the beautiful Cuyamaca mountain range with our favorite guest host, my sister, Lauren Panescu. Hey sis.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on again.
Of course, I'm happy to be here.
Last time we talked about your crazy adventure with your first time backpacking and having to escape from a wildfire.
Yes.
And now we're actually out here in the woods of California with you. Not too long after that.
Yes. Different woods. There's no wildfire here.
Different woods, yes.
Yes.
So, no worries. Yes. And we are out here glamping and sipping on some wine.
Yes.
With our, I think we can officially call you maybe possibly our favorite guest host.
Ooh.
That we bring you on.
Yeah.
This is the second time that you have been with the Glamp Queens.
Yes.
We've also become obsessed with California, so we might be coming back to California more
Absolutely.
Often.
Absolutely. Shit.
Yes. Yeah, because we're here. This is in Southern California, so not too far off from the border, which is kind of fun, but yet still very cold.
Oh, yes. It is probably about 40-something degrees right now.
Last night, 50? It was very cold. I mean, Katie and I woke up in the middle of the night and
we
got hand
snuggling.
Warmers and then just, like, stuffed them in our sleeping bags because we were like, oh, gosh.
Well, I thought I could survive on my own, and I was like, I'm going to have my own sleeping bag and my own this and my own that, and it's going to be so nice. And then at the end of the night, I was like, okay, Sarah, I think it's time for survival mode.
Snuggles.
It got really cold. The coldest I've ever been. But yeah, it was last night. It was like, I've never been that cold before.
Yeah.
But the hand warmers idea, that was
genius.
Changed everything. I'm not going to lie.
That's now a new essential camping item.
Yeah, definitely. I think I want to put a hand, tonight my plan is to put a hand warmer down by my feet and then a hand warmer up by my, like, up here by my face. And then I'm going to be toasty. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing I do is I like to put my down jackets down the foot of my sleeping bag.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes.
To provide that extra warmth.
Definitely threw a jacket in there in the middle of the night. And it was just like, oh, okay, we're going to have to
cover me up
just a little bit more. And after that, then I was really snuggly.
Nice.
It was good.
But it warmed up pretty quick today. Like, we were able to go on a nice, lovely hike.
Yes.
Up to Desert View, where we could see, I'm not sure what desert that was that we saw way off in the distance, but you know what desert that was?
We looked at the, it was up on there on the Sultan Sea.
Oh, the Sultan Sea.
Yeah.
The Sultan Sea.
Oh my god, it was absolutely beautiful. It was almost like a panoramic 360 view.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, it was stunning.
It was really pretty.
So, guys, we're going to have to show y'all some really good photos, but it was so gorgeous, and it did get pretty warm. I mean, by the end of it, I was wearing a tank, and...
But now we're bundled
but
up
now,
again.
Yeah, now we're back to being
And Lauren made the most comforting lunch that we could possibly have when we got back. She actually made her own recipe of chicken soup, and it was so yummy and like
so good.
Fall and homemade bread.
Yes.
Homemade bread that she made. And it was, we when we arrived on Thursday night, we opened the door to y'all's apartment, and it was just like lovely wafts of just like stew cooking, and it was just
bread
so wonderful.
And,
and it was actually perfect. Fantastic. I've never had soup as lunch before when camping, but it was actually perfect.
Yeah, it worked
for, like,
really well.
Day.
I've never tried it either. This was an experiment.
And it packaged up really cute. Do you want to say how you packaged it up? It
was so I filled up mason jars, one for each person, with soup. And they sealed really well, so we didn't have to worry about
spillage.
That's what I was worried about, spillage.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't think I've ever thought of soup before as a lunch. But, and it was a hearty soup, so.
It worked really well.
It was
great. And, and then with the homemade bread, that actually packaged really well with the trip as well.
Oh, my gosh. And then dipping the homemade bread in the homemade soup was a win after that hike. Because I felt like that was a pretty intense hike.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially for people who do not hike. We're in Texas, and we have, like, we're right next to the ocean, essentially, as far as altitude-wise. So that, it was a little bit of a...
I think it was adjustment. Only, it was adjustment. Only an adjustment, yeah. Because we don't backpack. Like, we're not backpackers yet. Like
well,
like,
yeah.
If we were, like, if we were, like... hardcore backpackers, that would have been like a walk in the park, but we're gonna work up to it.
So it definitely has been an adjustment, just because so we're at 4200 feet elevation.
Yes,
so that is an adjustment. And then the incline on the hike is actually a pretty good incline if you're not used to mm-hmm. that.
You're making me feel better. Thank you.
Yeah. No, for real, it's
I feel better now.
Yeah, I know. There was definitely a moment where I was like, I have a light headache, I need to just take a break.
Yep.
And sit down. And that's okay. I think we needed to just recognize, like, when our body says, like...
We took a lot of nice breaks. Yeah. And
yes.
Like, that was helpful.
It's very important.
Just be because patient with yourself, for sure.
And we didn't take time to acclimate, you know. So, like, this was, like, the acclimating walk. So tomorrow you feel great, but tomorrow we're leaving, so...
Oh, that's so mean.
Just kick us out. A long weekend.
I'm sorry. We could just stay.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. I'm becoming just, I mean, every time I look at the map of California, I'm like, oh, I want to go there and camp there, and I want to camp there, and I want to camp there.
Oh, I know.
So we're going to have to definitely come back and do some more camping.
Yes.
But you went on a pretty cool trip last weekend. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so last weekend I went camping by myself. It was my first solo camping trip.
Yes, girl. Get
oh,
it.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
So where did you go? Yeah.
I went to Malibu Creek State Park. It's pretty close to where we live. It's really pretty, too.
Sounds really pretty.
Is there palm trees?
That is my first
thought. No.
I'm not, you say Malibu, and I'm like, palm trees and Barbie.
Perfect.
Well, no, I didn't see any palm trees, but we were pretty close to the coast as well.
So what's the terrain that you're camping in? Was it flat? Were you in a mountain? Was it beach camping?
No, it was actually similar to where we are right now.
Okay.
So kind of woodsy.
Yeah, woodsies, forests.
Lots of big hills, like you can see. It's actually a beautiful drive in there. Yeah. That's one of the, I think that's reasons why it's so popular, because there's beach right next to really lush hills.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's...
That's perfect. Yeah. That's a good combo.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you feel being out there by yourself as your first solo trip?
Oh, it was very zen.
Really?
It was so zen. It was like my zen trip. It was like, oh, yeah. Like, it was... I could just take my time. It's interesting how I don't realize how many moments there are in a day until you give yourself a full day to just kind of live in the moment. And then it's like, oh, this is nice. Like, I feel like I'm always having to chase those little moments of feeling peaceful and
just
calm.
Just having time to with your own thoughts.
Yeah, just time for my own thoughts. I did a lot of journaling. I brought a book.
That sounds
this great.
And I have to ask, how was, like, the night, like, sleeping? Like, did you get a good night's sleep, like, being by yourself out here? Or were you a little nervous? Or how'd you feel?
Oh, no, I wasn't nervous. I mean, it was a regular car camping place. Yeah. I knew, you know, the car's always right there if something happens. But, true. I mean, I feel pretty safe. There's nothing bad really happens.
That's good.
There's not going to be wildlife in these populated...
That's,
parks.
That's
no
as
bears.
Well.
Yeah, no
yeah,
bears. Yeah,
I don't have to worry
no
about bears for these sort of places. Yeah, so it was really nice. Very peaceful. Yeah.
That's awesome.
The only challenging part was, like, packing and the logistics. Turned out that is a totally different thing from regular camping. Because Chris and I usually kind of divide up the chores, like, as a team.
Oh, yeah.
And then suddenly, like, I'm there doing all of it. I'm like, oh, right. Okay, I got to get the fire going and pitch the tent and get the dinner.
But you did it.
Oh, yeah, I did it. It was just
win.
Different logistics.
Yeah, I'm sure it was definitely like a, okay.
Yeah. It was a lot of those moments.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, all right, now I'm doing
I got to do this. I'm the fire master. I'm the tent pitcher. I love it. But that's good, though, because then you know for sure you do have it all, like, learned, and you know how to do all of that. So that's good.
Well, and so that was the nice thing about the way when Chris and I go camping, we'll take turns with the different chores. And so we kind of, like, rotate out. So, like, you know, that's how we're able to make sure I know all the different pieces.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I feel, especially now with, like, everything going on, having those moments of, like, not at your home, but somewhere outside just to, like, be with your thoughts and just, like, kind of relax and just, like, you're not having to make sure everyone else is happy in the camp and you're not having to make sure, like, everyone is fed and, like, everyone's, like, okay with what the plan is. You can just kind of, that's why I think I love traveling by myself, is that I can just change the plan last minute, do whatever I want, eat wherever I want, and just take my time in that museum, and no one can say otherwise. And I love that about traveling. I haven't done solo camping before, but I would imagine it'd be very similar. And
it was very similar. Like, you know, there were several moments where I'm like, oh wait, no, this is my camping trip. I can do whatever I want. I like, it doesn't matter if anybody thinks it's stupid that I want this. It's my camping trip. You know, especially like just sitting. I like to just sit there and just be still, which is sounds boring, but it was actually very zen, you know. And then after a while, the wildlife kind of gets used to you. So the birds were getting really close, and like the squirrels and the rabbits. And so like,
you're like Snow White.
Snow White, that's exactly what I was thinking. Just immediately turn into Snow White and just sing to the birds.
And how was the weather? Was it like nice, like it is this weekend? Did you have like sunny or was it cold?
Oh yeah, it was just like this weekend. I mean, it's California, so clear skies, not a single cloud.
So jealous.
It did get a little chilly, but that's about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we are so excited to be out here with you and Chris camping.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here.
We're having such a good time. Mm-hmm. And, well, we were talking about gear earlier, about like different types of gear that we, you know, when we arrived, we were kind of did some repacking and got to kind of compare some gear. And so can you tell us, what is your favorite piece of gear?
Oh, so that's so difficult because like gear is such a huge part of camping. But for this, I've chosen my trekking poles as my favorite
piece. Trekking poles.
Yeah, because like they help me go faster on, or and just have a little bit easier time on those steep
big
hills.
Yeah, the big trails and the.
Yeah, and those big step ups that kind of help out with that.
The balance. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. And what type of trekking poles do you have that you prefer?
I have a Black Diamond. Trekking poles with a cork handle.
Okay.
I really like that because the handle, like, I don't know. Sometimes with the black handles, they kind of get stuff on your hands, but the cork never does that. So I really, yeah. And Black Diamond is a really good brand, of course.
Now, you said to me earlier, because I did have to borrow one of your poles going down a hill. I was like, okay, I definitely need some extra balance. But you asked me, and I just never had thought about this. You said, oh, do you want the right or the left? And I'm not going to lie, I thought that the poles were always just, you just get two poles and they're the exact same. But you said you got ones that are different between the right and the left.
Well, so that's true. So most of them are just straight and they're kind of interchangeable, but I did get some ergonomic ones. And so they're slightly, the handles are slightly different for each hand.
Yeah. And I tried it in both of my hands. You gave me the left one and I tried it in the left. It fit very, the handle was very comfortable in my left hand. And I tried it in my right and I was like, it is a little off.
Yeah.
It's a little off.
So and when it's straight, I feel like, because I've tried the straight ones, and they're a little off too. It's like a little hard on the wrists when you're going down those steep things. And like, I don't want my wrists to be hurting. Like, I've already got everything else. So, yeah. I like them.
Then they're compact too.
Oh, yes. They telescope. So they get really short.
That's important.
Yeah. So I can strap them onto my pack when I don't want to use them.
Perfect. I love that.
Yeah.
You tried out some new gear also last night, Katie.
Yes, I did. So I ended up getting a new sleeping pad, which I was really excited about. Actually, I did not pick it out. My wonderful, sweet, sweet husband, who was worried about me freezing to death, bought me a whole bunch of new gear. But one of them was a sleeping pad, and I was very much impressed with that little thing. I mean, I did not feel the cold coming up through the ground. And honestly, it's formed. First off, it's the right height for me. I'm 5'7" and a half. The half matters.
It does.
And we were talking about this earlier. Like, yes, the half matters. And so I can really truly like fit perfectly on it, and it's not just a straight rectangle. It's kind of shaped like a mummy. You know, it's more like a mummy box or something, you know, but it's very comfortable. And then the cool thing about it is the bag that it is stored in is actually the inflatable. It's almost like a manual pump instead of just blowing it up, because those things drive me nuts. You blow it up in the middle of the night, you're like, right? And then, you know, by the end of the night, it's like, you know, you don't really have a lot left. But this, it was actually the bag. It had a connecting point at one end. You filled the bag up with just the air around you, the environmental air. And then you just rolled it down. And it caused there to be the air in the bag ended up going into the air in the sleeping bag.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Nice.
And so
it, clever.
Yeah, it was very clever. I had not seen that before, and it only took me about 10 rolls, like, or 10 times of doing that before it was filled up, rather than about 30 minutes of me trying to blow it up by mouth. And I would have, in the altitude, I would have definitely passed out.
And now you said that, you know, y'all got this because you were worried about being cold out here. So it's like, was the R value different or something? Was it made for cold weather?
So for this one in particular, I don't know if there is an R value for it, because I know the R value is definitely something that is for sleeping mattresses, like the mattresses. But I don't know about for the pads. I don't know if that's actually a thing or not. But I need to look into that. That'd be really interesting. But I was cuddled up like a bug for the most part, minus the few times I was like, I think I forgot my socks, and definitely was that. That was cool.
Extra hand warmer down there.
Extra hand warmer. But I mean, other than that, it was pretty good. Nice. Yeah. So what about you, Sarah? What was your favorite gear of this? Since we've already talked about Lauren's favorite trekking poles and my sleeping pad. So what about yours?
Okay. So I think and this is not going to be something that's necessarily an essential for camping at all, but I would have to say it's my new camping French press.
Oh my god!
It was so nice. I loved it.
Yeah, yes, it makes 4 cups of coffee, which was enough for us. Perfect. We still had two rounds of it, but it's actually pretty cool because, like, instead of an actual like French press, you know, where it has like the metal stem that like pushes it down and then you pour it. It's actually more like, so you have it's a boil and brew. So you can actually, you take out the French press part, you can boil the water on your little stove right there in the container. And then the French press part of it is actually like a plastic cylinder with like the little,
it almost looks like mesh
at
right?
the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah, the really, mesh filter.
Like a really tight mesh filter.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it was actually pretty, I was worried it was going to be like kind of splash everywhere because you're pushing down like it's like a full, you know, container of water, and then you're pressing down this like plastic cylinder all the way into it. So I was worried it was going to splash everywhere, but it didn't. It was actually super easy to push down and made great coffee.
Oh, it was strong.
That was good. Black Rifle coffee, which is delicious and one of my favorite types of coffee. So not sponsored, but really strong coffee. So it was good. And then Lauren, actually, you had a great idea. You're like, I'm gonna put some Swiss Miss in this.
Oh yeah.
And we made mocha,
camping mocha.
Yes. So we definitely glammed it up on our coffee this
morning. I love it.
With some camping mochas.
Oh, that was actually a really good idea. Good job. Thank you. Like that was clever.
Oh my gosh, you know what was clever was y'all's s'more trick.
Oh yeah.
Please tell us about the s'more trick. What did you call the rock?
The rock system. It's like the melting rock. The hot stone. Like
I call it the s'more stone.
The
I think.
S'more stone.
Oh my god.
Melting stone. Yeah.
Yes.
Explain what that is.
So what we do, and this was a trick from Chris. What we do is we put a stone in the fire ring, not in the coals, kind of on the edge, and it large and flat, so that we can put our little graham crackers on the rock and have the chocolate there, so that while we're roasting the marshmallow, the chocolate is getting a little melty.
Brilliant.
So then you have the melty chocolate and the gooey marshmallow. Yeah.
I think I ate more s'mores last night than I've ever eaten because I was like, oh, this is what was missing. Because you're always like, you put it, you know, you got your marshmallow. I like mine to be on fire. And then you blow it out. And then it's covered in charcoal. And then, you know, but then it's all warm and gooey. And then you put on the cold chocolate and it's like, oh, yummy. And then it's like crunch into cold chocolate.
Yeah, it like kinda, it ruins the experience a little bit.
But you did that. And I was like, yes, brilliant. Please. My mind is blown.
Brilliant.
I actually
capping,
wanted s'mores after lunch, but I resisted. Like, it's blown me away. So I mean, we can
have s'mores tonight if you like.
Yes, please.
And you know what? I did feel very like classic s'more cooking because we forgot our little collapsibles pokers for the
sticks.
And we did it at the end of sticks. And I've never done that before because I thought, you know, it's going to get like little twig parts all over your s'more, mm-hmm. but it didn't.
No, it doesn't really.
Kind of you pull it off and then the gooey part just like stays on the stick. Well, this was new experience for me. Clearly y'all have done that before.
No.
It's a new experience for me.
I always bring either like a shish kebab poker.
That's what we typically use, or a
specific s'more stick.
Or you know
where
we
it's
use?
The two prong.
Yeah. Well, but like that's sometimes the shish kebabs are not long enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you remember what we did as kids? We would take wire coat hangers.
Oh, that's
right. And we'd untwist them, and then we'd put the s'mores. And then you could
totally forgot about that.
You could put like four marshmallows on that, and then you have like a whole.
I don't actually, know if that's crazy. A good idea, though. No, but it was... Isn't it covered in paint?
Probably.
Oh.
I don't know. You guys.
Uh-oh. Could explain some defects that I have now. I don't know. But
Sarah's eating the s'mores paint.
No. Oh, but like the metal ones. Like not the painted ones. I think they're just metal.
Oh, they're just... Like, oh,
just
good.
Just metal.
They just look Oh, see, like the metal. Ones that they're are painted. White.
Oh, yeah, no, not those. No.
Oh, that's what I was imagining.
That's like rubber.
Oh, my goodness.
This is just a metal... No. The
That's
defects
so
are from
funny.
Something else. No,
the
no, no.
Defects. Oh my god.
No. This is just, and it worked great actually. It
especially
it
for a large
great.
Family, if you can get four marshmallows, because then we'd have like a marshmallow roaster, and someone else would prepare the graham crackers, and you just kind of like
we had it down to a science. And then sometimes you put peanut butter on it.
Oh man, that sounds good. Sounds like a peanut butter cup
right now.
Well, the fire's going.
Yeah, we definitely may need to take a moment to go s'more time.
We need some more time for this.
Oh, oh my gosh. I thought I was the one with all the puns, but
you
no, all of a sudden you come down that hill.
I'm practicing.
From earlier, and Nan's just on it.
I've been practicing.
She's learning from you.
Oh no.
I've always been obsessed with puns, but I've never been good at telling puns. I've just been like a pun I'm an admirer of puns. Yeah, but I've never been good at puns. I appreciate puns more because I'm bad at them.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah.
So.
That's pretty funny.
Well, y'all, I think it's time for s'mores.
Yeah, definitely.
I think so.
I think it's time for s'mores. Yeah. So,
I guess that's time to wrap it up.
Let's
wrap it up.
Can we cheers?
All right.
Should we cheers?
Ooh, yes, we should. Cheers. Heyo. Thanks for listening in today.
Yes, we are so excited about this one because it was our first interview and recording done in the great outdoors.
Yes, you guys, we were actually out in the sun with the birds chirping.
Normally, we're indoors at my house trying to keep the puppy from becoming our third co-host every time we record. I think she's at the door right now wishing she could be here with us.
Yes. Well, you know, in this episode, I was super excited because we discussed some of our favorite gear for this particular trip. So if you're interested in learning more about the specifics, follow the links in our show notes.
I honestly was quite impressed with the trekking poles, I have to say.
Same. I mean, really, like, I need all
you
the help.
You kind of got going up that mountain once you had a trekking pole. You were going.
I really use all the help with my balance right now.
Oh, so. And you can read more about our trip to California and camping in the Cuyamaca Mountains in our blog.
Oh my gosh. Our blog is really where we get into a lot more detail about the topics we cover here in the podcast. So you can find some great content there. We really try to focus our blog around information we feel that's helpful to you guys in starting out your camping adventure.
And of course, y'all can find us being pretty active on both Instagram and Facebook. We really like to hear from our Glamp Queen community on these platforms, so if you have any questions you want answered or any tips you want to share, hit us up.
And finally, if you made it this far in the episode, I'm hoping that means you're having a good time. So hit that subscribe button so you can get the latest updates whenever we release a new episode.
Y'all have been so amazing in the responses we've had since launching this show not too long ago. So thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you. See you next time.